Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. The power and the glory forever.
Oh,
is better than a lifetime in the world. I surrender all to you. Just a moment with Jesus is better than a lifetime in the world. I surrender all to you. You are all I journey through this life. I will praise your name, 'cause you have earned the right. Just a moment with Jesus is better than a lifetime in the world. I surrender all to you. Just a moment with Jesus is better than a lifetime in the world. I surrender all to you. I don't care what you say. It's all right what you do. There's no way I will turn away from He who gave His life for me. Just a moment with Jesus is better than a lifetime in the world. I surrender all to you. Just a moment with Jesus is better than a lifetime in the world. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to
thank you.
Thank you. alone all of his life. He couldn't walk. And you know, every once in a while, the water would get troubled. God would send an angel down to trouble the waters. And whatever disease you had, whatever infirmity you had, all you had to do was step in the water. And when the water got troubled, everything would be all right. The pain would go. And this little man was laying there for 38 long years. And you see, he didn't have friends and he didn't have family. And so when the water got troubled, he would try to pull his way to the water. And when one day Jesus showed up, and he said, "What you doing?" He said, "Every time the water gets troubled, I don't have nobody to put me in the pool." Jesus touched him and said, "Rise up and walk. You don't need nobody. All you need is me, my Lord. Yeah, see, I'll be your friend. Oh, yes, I will. I'll be your water. Uh-huh." And you know, the little woman at the well, he met this little woman, and she had already had six husbands, but she was about to meet the seventh. And he said, "What you doing?" She said, "I'm drawing water." He said, "Put your bucket down, because if you drink of this water, you'll never have to thirst again." Now, woo! Let me tell you something. He'll be a bridge. He'll be your water. He'll give you a drink when everybody else leaves you. With you.
That's Reverend Epstein Barnes this morning. Reverend Epstein Barnes is knocking it down here on the power of Charles Gospel Ministries this morning.
I am a friend for the Lord.
He says he's my friend.
This song is talking about having a good friend. He's my friend.
He's my friend. It's time to
no one
no
can
one
compare. He's my friend.
He's my friend.
I know
he cares. He is always there.
He is always there.
He's my friend.
He's my friend.
Oh, yeah. No one can compare.
He's my friend.
I know he cares.
He's always there.
Listen, when I'm in trouble, he rescues me. His love is everlasting. He meets my every need.
He gives me joy.
Gives me joy with it.
When I'm feeling
down. Oh, what a fellowship.
Oh, what a fellowship.
Of kindness.
Come on,
you can say it with us.
take inventory. Can I take it? Can I take it? 'Cause I know you.
That's the Kent Spirituals this morning.
I know you've been good to me, Lord.
I'm just a poor boy.
I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord. Let me tell y'all something. I didn't have no money. How many of y'all were like that? A lot of my friends thought that was funny. But I'm so glad today that I can stand right here and say that the Lord's been good to me. Let me tell you one more thing. We were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes clothes were thin that we put on our back. Listen here, Mama and Daddy, they done the best they could. They always told me, son, always be good. But out of all the things, yeah, I know that the Lord's been good to me. Oh, it's been good. Ain't God been good? How many of you know tonight that God's been good? Let me ask you. How many know God got power? How many know he got power? Let me tell you what he done for me. Let me tell you what he done for me. He healed my body. Won't God heal? When I was a little boy, I had polio on my right leg. Look at him. Lordy. 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 Ain't God good tonight? Tonight. Let me ask you something tonight. Anybody know I'm about to rock in a wheel of life? Anybody know I'm about to pray? Pray in a star of life. I wonder, can I get one away? Wonder, can I get one away? Wonder, can I get one away? I don't mean to be nosy. I don't mean to be nosy. Have they been good to you? Have they been good to you? Know you've been good.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say yeah.
All right.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
I don't mean to be nosy.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be nosy.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody got the Holy Ghost? Ain't he been good? Ain't he been good? I tell you, you know what I tell him sometimes? I may not have a Mercedes Benz, but I sure thank you for the little car you gave me.
Yes.
I may not have a condominium, but I thank you for my little house that you
thank
blessed
you.
Me with. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
dancing. Glad I got Jesus
down in my heart.
Glad I've got Jesus
down in my heart.
I'm glad I've got Jesus
down in my heart.
Six, I'm glad.
We would like to send this song out to Sister Valerie Franklin and Brother Robert Franklin, Brother Sam Montgomery, Deacon Monroe Grubbs, and Sister Gladys Butler and Mother Rose Wiggins.
The love of Jesus. just hold on to Jesus' name. Make sure you understand that the Lord will never, never let go. This old way seems dark as night, but Jesus said, I know he told me he would make everything alright. Just hold on to Jesus' name. Make sure you understand that the Lord will never, never let go
of your hand. Never let go of your hand.
No,
no, no, no, no.
He'll never,
never let go of your hand.
The Lord will never,
never let go of your hand.
This is what you need to do. Just hold on,
hold on
to Jesus' name. You make sure that,
you make sure that.
Quenisha Rich.
He's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. Wonderful.
morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 10 minutes on the upside of 10 o'clock this morning. You tuned to Charles of Charles Gospel Ministries this morning with Charles Harris. Just want to say that Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, always is, and he always will be. Unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The pharaohs couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. And Hitler could not silence him. The New Age can't replace him. And Donahue can't explain him away.
And small power.
Dedication for Tommy Harris down there in Texas this morning. Got a special dedication just for Tommy. Tommy Harris and his lovely family in Texas. That's it. Just a nobody trying to tell everybody.
And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save. And he said, on the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord save. Can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, save. Through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm, no money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody, nobody, trying to tell everybody about
Mr. Williams Brothers this morning here on the Charles Gospel Ministry, on Charles Gospel Hour. Good morning to you. Just remember the promises. He would never leave me. He would never forsake me. Never mislead me. Never forget me, never overlook me, and never cancel my appointment in his appointment. Well, it's been a blast. It's been wonderful.
I had not been for you.
Just want to bid everybody a wonderful day and show somebody some love out there. Then they can truly see Jesus in you.
I've been for you, Lord.
I don't know what I do.
Oh, bless the Lord this morning.
I've not been for you.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know what I do.
I had not been for you, Lord.
I don't know what I'd do.
I said, oh,
you, Lord, that brought me through.
Well, one Sunday morning, you saved me from my sin. And I want to thank you, Jesus. I thank you for taking me in. You took my feet out the miry clay. You placed them